When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
At Blinds.com, going green means keeping green in your pocket, too. Save 40% on selected products at our Earth Day sale. Easily upgrade your windows with new, fully customized shades, shutters, and more at Blinds.com. We even have eco-friendly cellular shades that could save you money on your energy bill. Don't spend your whole day waiting at home for a design consultation just to get a quote. At Blinds.com, you can always count on upfront pricing right on the website, and we can ship samples directly to you, fast and free. Our design consultants are standing by to help guide you on your schedule. Need installation services? We've got you covered there too. Plus, you can rest easy with our Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee. Join Blinds.com's over 2.5 million happy customers. With over 25 million windows covered, shop Blinds.com's Earth Day sale now and save 40% on selected products, plus doorbusters. 40% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm only here for one more hour. I don't know where the time is for. I don't know where it's flown. I don't know where it's gone. I don't know what happened with me. I just know I'm here for one more hour. Thank you to everybody who's been locked in since we got started, which is 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you so much to our producer tonight, Jack Stern, holding it down on the boards. And more importantly, thank you to you, yeah, you, for listening wherever you're at work, at home, in your vehicle. You could be working in your vehicle. Shout outs to the truck drivers, the Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers, the FedEx drivers, the factory workers at Amazon, everywhere. And then everybody else doing stuff. And shout outs to everybody out there maybe just like legally stealing money. Maybe you just getting a paycheck and you just sitting on your ass. Maybe you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing. Good for you. Pat yourself on the back. Anyway, if you miss a minute or a second of this show, you can always hit rewind or you can always listen on the free Odyssey app. Put it on your phone, your tablet, whatever. Take the show with you anywhere. Thank you to everybody listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. We got folks listening all over North America. If you're like me, I get in my car, I listen on SiriusXM channel 158. Or if you happen to be at home or a smart speaker is near or with you, just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. It's been a busy night. We've talked about a lot. All three NBA playoff games are done. Just minutes ago, the Denver Nuggets beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 122-113. Denver now leads the series 2-0. Jamal Murray and Anthony Edwards, they decided to go on a little bit of a duel. Jamal Murray finishing with 40 points for tonight. Anthony Edwards finishing with 41 points. And at one point, Minnesota had to go on like a 30-10 run just to get into this game. Earlier on tonight as well, other NBA action, Los Angeles Lakers, they lost to the Grizzlies with no Ja Morant. The final score there, 103-93. And the Milwaukee Bucks, with no Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Heat 138-122. I do want to talk about this game that just concluded, as Jamal Murray just went out there and decided to lose his mind. Let's keep in mind that Jamal Murray is also somebody who is still recovering, I guess at least not physically, but mentally, from just going out there and tearing his ACL. Okay? He's back. He's good. And he was lighting it up tonight. I want you to take a listen. This is crunch time of the game. Jamal Murray, he's out here getting busy. 12-foot jump shot, making the score 113-103. Listen to Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray across the timeline. Gets a pick from Jokic. Gets down the lane. Stops. Eight-footer. Got it again! Jamal Murray! 37 points in game number two! Denver leads it by 10! Timeout, Minnesota!
Well, let's keep the fun rolling. That's one Jamal Murray jump shot. Well, he added more points. Let's go ahead and take a listen to a Jamal Murray step back, and this is also courtesy of the Nuggets Radio Network.
Murray has the basketball. He gets bumped by Conley. Gets a pick from Nikola Jokic. Murray stops for three. 40! That's 40 in a playoff game for Jamal Murray! Nuggets lead at 119-109.
Oh, let's just keep it rolling. Let's put a punctuation mark on this game. How about an Aaron Gordon alley-oop dunk?
Murray peels off to the high left side, guarded by Mike Conley. Gets a pick from Jokic. Over to Jokic. Alley-oop Gordon. Dunk! Two hands! First nail in the coffin for Denver. Up by 9 with 70 seconds to go.
Damn, nail in the coffin. Ouch. Pretty ominous. Hey, how about this? He put one nail in the coffin. Let's just listen to the final call as well. Oh, interesting. Well, let's listen to Jamal Murray, TNT. He spoke to my good friend, Stephanie Reddy. Stephanie asked him, hey, you screwed up last year. Your ACL, it's teared. Coach Malone came and gave you a hug at the end of the game. What the hell was that about? This is what Jamal Murray had to say.
The embrace that you shared with him just moments ago. You've been through a lot getting back to this point. What was that moment that you all shared?
There's only one Jamal, so he just reminded me of that. Like I said, it took a lot to get back to this point. A lot of doubts, a lot of unknowns, a lot of fears, but it was nice to see it through and see it through.
Yeah, he got a little choked up and emotional there at the end of the game. And the Denver Nuggets now have a 2-0 series lead against Minnesota. At one point, the Denver Nuggets led by 21 points, a sizable lead. It was like Minnesota was never going to catch up. And then they went on that 28-10 run to take a one-point lead heading into the fourth quarter. And then after that, Denver put the clamps on them and started to really run away. Rudy Gobert, if you should be interested, Rudy Gobert had 19 points, 8 rebounds in this game. Karl Anthony Towns had a poor performance, 10 points on 3 of 12 shooting, and Anthony Edwards had to lead the way for the Minnesota Timberwolves with 41 points. Mr. Nikola Jokic, who played the game with a wrapped-up wrist or wrapped-up right wrist, he had 27 points, 9 assists, and 9 rebounds, so a couple of points, on a stat sheet away from a triple-double. And an Aaron Gordon, who helped punctuate the game at the end with an alley-oop. He had 12 points and 10 rebounds. And so that was a competitive game, especially there at the end. The Los Angeles Lakers were basically playing catch-up with the Grizzlies, and the same thing for the Heat and the Bucks. So at least Minnesota gave a little bit of a fight where we would have, at minimum, a decent playoff matchup for tonight. Throughout the course of the evening, we've also talked about Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer pretty much ejected from the New York Mets game today. It's like he was playing Simon Says with the umpires about what he had or did not have on his hands or whether or not he was cheating. He eventually got the boot. We talked about Tua Tagovailoa. Tua talked retirement, said that he thought about retiring, but feels that he still loves the game and he wants his son, who's very young, to remember his dad as an NFL player. I hope that the NFL loves Tua the way that Tua loves them, and I know that they don't. Tiger Woods is undergoing surgery, or did undergo surgery, on his right ankle. Don't expect to see Tiger Woods the rest of this year. The 49ers are looking into, or they're listening to, trade rumors surrounding or trade possibilities surrounding Trey Lance. And then, of course, Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I gave you a new top six list, and we talked about some of the dirtiest players in sports today. I'm talking active athletes. If you missed the whole list, you missed the fancy audio, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Let me give you a quick recap, and then you have to hear in a few seconds from Dylan Brooks, because tonight what he said after the Grizzlies beat the Lakers is the perfect reason as to why he's just a complete jerk. But here's the list. At number six, just for giggles, I gave you Carlos Correa. At number five, I gave you the dude who's just tripping everybody. It's Grayson Allen. And speaking of giggles, I want you to hear from Grayson Allen, because Grayson Allen spoke to J.J. Redick about 2 years ago on the Old Man and the Three podcast. And from one Duke guy to another, J.J. Redick asked Grayson Allen, man, when you were in college, why the hell were you out there just tripping everybody? Listen to this stupid-ass excuse from Grayson Allen. Before we move to Grayson, let me tell you, at number four, I gave you Mac Jones. At number three, I gave you Dylan Brooks. At number two, I gave you the Boston Bruins, Brad Marchand. This is Mr. Elbow you in the head, dive into your legs, trip you, lick you. Brad Marchand at number two. And the man who inspired the list tonight was Draymond Green. Here is Grayson Allen giving his dumbass explanation as to why he would go out there and trip anybody.
It was never like, there was never this predetermined thing, like, I'm going to trip somebody. It was just like in the moment, like that's how I went. I was going to retaliate to somebody. And it just happened to be that was the best place for me to retaliate in my mind.
Yeah, but he's since grown up, right? No. Ask Alex Caruso, who broke his damn wrist in the NBA because Grayson Allen just still wants to be a complete jackass. And speaking of a jackass, I told you about Dylan Brooks tonight. The Grizzlies beat the Lakers 103-93. Dylan Brooks, I just shared with you, Dylan Brooks is number three on the list tonight. Dylan Brooks ain't have no spectacular game for the Grizzlies, okay? Dylan Brooks had 12 points, 5 of 14 shooting. He was 2 of 6 from the field and had 5 personal fouls, okay? All right, you contributed, you showed up, you earned your check. The Memphis Grizzlies beat the Lakers. LeBron James had 28 points. To the shock of nobody, he was the leading scorer for the Lakers. He was the best dude for the Lakers, even though the whole team was crap from 3, 7 of 26, and LeBron was 1 of 8. And after the game, Dylan Brooks was talking to the media, and they pretty much asked him, hey, we saw a moment there where you and LeBron James were chirping and you're clapping in LeBron's face. And Dylan Brooks had a ridiculous response. Dylan Brooks basically said, LeBron James is old. I don't respect him. I don't respect anybody until they put 40 points up on me. It sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? We'll take a listen to it come out of the mouth of Dylan Brooks.
Do that with one of the better players in the game. What were you thinking of?
I don't care. He's old. You know what I mean? I was waiting for that. I was expecting him to do that game four, game five. He wanted to say something when I got my fourth foul. Shouldn't have said that earlier on. But, you know, I poke bears. I don't respect no one until they come and give me 40.
Okay, Dylan Brooks pokes bears. Okay. That guy just cries out for attention. He just does. His outfits, his play on the court, he's just... It'd be nice if he was good, right? It's like he's trying to be his own version of Patrick Beverley, Draymond Green. Him and Draymond hate each other's guts anyway. What a shock, right? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking dirty players. Jesse's calling from Oregon. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Jesse.
How you doing, sir? First time, long time.
Thank you so much. What's on your mind?
Hey, so I like to listen to you when it's late at night. I'm heading to an emergency call. I'm a plumber. But you really got me thinking about dirty players. I'm a big Green Bay fan. And I remember one particular dirty player played for the Philadelphia Eagles last year. I think Ndamukong Suh should make that list.
Yeah. I thought about putting Ndamukong Suh on the list. And I said, you know what, I want to give him a pass, not for being a dirty player, because I think we all certainly remember even his time with the Lions stepping on people's domes, and he's had his own share of instances of kicking folks and spiking them. But this dude is on his way out. You know, he barely showed up for the Eagles. He's basically now an NFL mercenary. And so I thought about Sue, and then I said he's basically cooked here. So that's why I didn't have him on the list.
Well, I can understand that. I appreciate you taking the call, JR.
Well, thank you, Jesse. But before you go, you said you are an emergency plumber?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm a plumber. I work 24/7. I'm heading out to a job right now.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I don't even know if any... I don't even know if any conversation I want to have with you is appropriate right now. Probably not, right?
Yeah, probably not, JR. Probably not.
All right, Jesse. Well, stay clean, all right?
I appreciate it, sir. Have a good night.
Thank you. Shout-outs to Jesse from Morgan. Yeah. Shout-outs to the plumbers, okay? I mean, man, you come home from work and you had a long day and, you know, you go home and, you know, things happen and then things break. And then who you going to call? Jesse to unclog your toilet. How about that? Where's my repo man from Michigan? Where's he at? Got the repo man calling me out here, picking up cars late at night. My main man, Jesse, the plumber out here. He's like, hey, and people call me late at night and I got to come fix their toilet. I got to get their pipes together. Okay. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Baltimore and talk to Brian. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Brian.
I was going to say Ndamukong Suh also, but I got another one, Manny Machado. He's not Johnny Hustle, but he almost took Jesus Aguilar's leg out a few years back, and then he went in hard at third base. But he's a trash talker, and he's a dirty player for sure.
Yeah, you can't deny that. We can certainly ask Dustin Pedroia how he feels about Manny Machado and his slides. He ain't no shame in his game. Manny Machado certainly deserving. I wanted to go with a wider skill cheater and someone who won in Carlos Correa, but there's no doubt Manny Machado, he has his own rap sheet. Thank you, Brian. And then Brian, at the same time, he's calling from where this man used to play. We know Manny Machado, he started off with the Baltimore Orioles, and now he's just making all the money in San Diego. Everybody's making money in San Diego, including Fernando Tatis Jr., who should be on his way back unless he gets another dirty haircut. It's just the way the world works, doesn't it? Ed is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ed?
JR, just briefly, I read that you were in our city at Point Park.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things, TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount+.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Courier newspaper, did you enjoy your stay here?
Well, yeah. You read it. Wait, hold on a second. You read that I was in Pittsburgh. You read in the newspaper that I was in Pittsburgh. And so now you're asking me if that was me?
No, I saw it on the newspaper on the internet. The Courier has been a newspaper in Pittsburgh for a long time.
Yeah, I know. So, yes, that would be me. I was in Pittsburgh. I was in the newspaper at Pittsburgh. I did speak downtown at Point Park University. Shout outs to my main man, Conti. Yes, I was there.
I agree with Brad Marcian. We only play them maybe twice a year. They're not in the Metropolitan Division. I can't recall Marcian ever biting or licking Crosby or Malkin at all.
Yeah, I don't recall. I don't know how much he would fare by licking the golden child as well. Is that it, Ed?
That's about it, I guess.
Okay. Hey, Ed, do me a favor. You listen to podcasts?
You know what? We don't pick up your station until midnight here in Pittsburgh.
No, well, I didn't ask you about my station. Podcast, not radio, podcast. No?
No, I don't do podcasts.
Okay. Well, go to Google and search Agents of Inclusion, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good job. Thank you, Ed, for calling from Pittsburgh. Shout out to all my friends in Pittsburgh, yes. That was a very interesting question. Hey, JR, I saw you in a newspaper in Pittsburgh. Hey, JR, I saw you spoke here in Pittsburgh. Hey, JR, I saw you out of college here in Pittsburgh. JR, did you come to Pittsburgh? No, that wasn't me. That was just my body double. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. I'll get some more of your calls. I do want you to hear from just some of the key figures in some of the basketball games that took place earlier this evening. Obviously, the Los Angeles Lakers losing to Memphis. And then we also had the Heat losing to the Bucks. And then we're going to hear from our producer, Jack. Who the hell is dirty? We'll do that on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to your phone calls momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've talked about the dirtiest players in sports today. Not yesterday, not 5 years, not 10, 15, 20, 30, on and on, today. And a number one on that list, I gave you Draymond Green. I'm going to get to a few more of your calls. I'm going to ask Jack Stern, and we'll get his thoughts before we roll out as well. And then we talked about the Nuggets and the Timberwolves before the break. Denver Nuggets going up 2-0 against the T-Wolves here. Jamal Murray dropping 40 points. We talked about that before the break. But then I also want you to hear from a couple of the losers tonight. Okay, the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Lakers 103-93. The Lakers must have thought they just had a night off with no Ja Morant. And then the Bucks, they just smashed the Heat 138-122. And there was no Giannis. And so momentarily we'll hear from Darvin Ham. Jimmy Butler also spoke as well. The Miami Heat had a chance to go up 2-0 and go down to Miami. They did not. And so we'll hear from them momentarily. But before we do that, let's hit the phone lines. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Connor is calling from California. Go ahead, Connor.
Hey, Joe. I love your show. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
I'd like to elaborate on Draymond being top one. I totally agree with you. I also got to say, though, that it's not necessarily he's a dirty player through and through, but it's also his style of play. You know, the level of physicality that he puts in games is just what he does. And it's what he's always done. And so, you know, he gets that level of leeway that, you know, you don't see other players get, because that's not the usual thing.
Yeah, he doesn't. And thank you, Connor, for calling from California. I mean, I don't know how much that leeway has gotten him. He was suspended in a finals game. He might get leeway internally, but I told you this. Draymond Green. For his career, 162 technical fouls. Draymond Green has been ejected 17 times in his career, and he has been suspended 4 times. Like, that's a hell of a lot of leeway now, isn't it? Hard knock life. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Who knows what happens with Draymond and the Kings, but I just told you, the Grizzlies beat the Lakers 103-93. This game was not competitive by any stretch at all. The Los Angeles Lakers tried to make it a game when it was a little too late, but Memphis was pretty much in control, and the Lakers were trying to play catch-up. LeBron James with 28 points, Rui Hachimura off the bench with 20, Anthony Davis a poor game with 13, and then you have Xavier Tillman. Yeah, you don't know who the hell he is. He plays for the Grizzlies. He outperformed Anthony Davis tonight, 22 points and 13 rebounds. Head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, Darvin Ham. He talked about tonight. He talked about the game. He talked about the matchup. And Darvin Ham pretty much said, yeah, we got off to a slow-ass start. Take a listen to what Darvin Ham had to say.
I think we came out a little bit lethargic in that first quarter. A little irresponsible with the ball. Some unforced errors. I think in the first quarter, we had 5 turnovers that gave them, in turn, 10 points. But from that point on, you know, I thought we clawed and we scratched and we fought.
Okay. That wasn't good enough, bro. I'm sorry. It just wasn't. And so the Los Angeles Lakers, they go to L.A. with their series tied at 1-1. Meanwhile, in another ass-whooping that took place tonight, I told you, Giannis Antetokounmpo did not play, and the Milwaukee Bucks still handled the Miami Heat easy. 138-122. Now their series is all tied up. Miami had a chance to go down to Miami up 2-0. Jimmy Butler had 25 points. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Bucks, yeah, you score 138, you lighten folks up. Lopez, 25. Holiday, 24. Hey, that dirty guy that we just talked about, Grayson Allen, he had 16 points. Pat Connaughton had 22 off the bench. Everybody was getting busy. And so Jimmy Butler, he was asked, he's like, hey, Jimmy, wouldn't have it been nice to go back to Miami with the series up 2-0 Heat? And Jimmy Butler, he said, yeah, duh.
I mean, yeah, I guess so, if you want to look at it like that. I would like to, you know, be up 2-0, but that's in the past now, so we're taking it to the crib, and we got to handle business on our home floor.
Yeah. Let's see if Giannis is going to be good to go. He was able to take a day off or today with that back injury falling on his tailbone. And as we all know, it ain't going to be easy. The next game, game 3, Saturday night. I think I would expect Giannis to be back. Not going to be so easy. 855-212-4CBS. Alan is here from Toronto. Go ahead, Alan.
Alex Ovechkin has to be one of the dirtiest of all time. He's been fined, ejected, suspended numerous times. Look at boarding majors, kneeing majors, you know, kneeing misconduct, you name it. In 2010, he sent a defenseless Brian Campbell crashing to the boards, a broken collarbone, and he was suspended 3 games just 2 years ago for hitting defenseman Malarchuk in Pittsburgh. And he speared Trent Frederick just last year. You know, this man gets away with a lot of stuff, but he also, you know, he also gets fined a lot too. So he's one of the dirtiest players I've ever seen. You know,
he's not one of my favorites. I bristle a lot when his name gets brought up and how close he is to passing Wayne Gretzky. Something that I'm not necessarily a fan of, but. Records are made to be broken. There's no doubt about it. Ovechkin sits in that same list. I think if he were out here licking folks, or if he had the issues that a Marchand would have, I would probably put him up higher on the list. But there's no doubt about that. Hey, Alan, thank you for calling from Toronto.
Yeah, he's not going to come anywhere close to breaking Gretzky's all-time assist record. He's just the goals, that's all.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said goals. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, always great being on the line with you. Thanks.
No doubt about it. Rick is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Great show.
Thank you.
Can I name three players from the past who I think are dirty?
Hey, Rick. You heard?
Yes.
You're asking because you heard me specifically talk about dirty guys today, right?
Yeah, I just honed in.
Okay. So let me know. You heard me. That's why you asked. I'm asking you just to see if you would tell me the truth, but you didn't. Rick, do me a favor. Tell me the dirtiest guy you think is active in sports first, and then we'll go from there.
I would say it's Grayson Allen.
Okay. And you think Grayson is the dirtiest dude now, even still?
Not necessarily, but I see him a little more often than I would see the other players.
Okay.
So I have to put him over there.
I had Grayson at number five on my list. Give me one guy from the past. You're the only person I'm allowing to give me somebody from the past. Give me one.
I'd say Bill Laimbeer.
Okay. Legitimate.
Yeah.
A bad boy. Okay, Rick. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. No doubt about it. Hey, Marco Belletti, when I say dirty, what athlete comes to your mind? Anybody who stands out?
I think the first two are Draymond Green and Dominican Sue.
Yeah. It's crazy how Draymond is there already, right? Did the foot stomp kind of cement that?
I mean, I don't know if we need – do we need another example? I feel like it's every game. I mean, you see all the memes that are out there for him racing one side of the court to the other to basically tackle somebody.
Yeah.
We know with the LeBron James with, what was that, 2016 in the NBA Finals? Like,
mm-hmm.
It's nightly. It's just little stuff. I mean, Dylan Brooks is starting to get into that scenario, too. It's the little things that every time you watch them, you just look at and you're like, this is so totally unnecessary. There's a difference between intimidation and dirty. And he's crossed that line so many times.
We need Charles Oakley to stop fighting on podcasts with Isaiah Thomas. We need Charles Oakley to just punch Draymond and then punch Dylan Brooks next.
You know, can't argue it. I mean, there's a lot of guys. Oakley's a good one. But again, there's a difference between, like, that caller just mentioned Laimbeer. Laimbeer took it over, you know, from intimidation to flat out dirty. I feel like Oakley kind of skated that line. There are certain guys that are just kind of like right on that edge. They played hard. You knew if you crossed the line, they were going to be rare to hit you. But they didn't really go out of their way to be dirty. They didn't have to. They were just tough.
Yeah.
You know, like Mark Mahorn, I felt like was more tough.
No, I was talking about modern-day 60-year-old, still go to the gym, still strong as an ox, Charles Oakley, just punching any one of these guys.
We're going to open up the Mike Tyson and Shep thing again that he's not here? We're going to do that? We're going to get the 60 and 65-year-olds out there?
Hey, I would be I think if Charles Oakley had just a clean shot on any of these dudes, oh, no, they'd feel it.
Oh, I'm not standing in there. The hell at that.
Charles Oakley is in some I'm not saying he going to run up and down the court and give you, 10 and 10. But I don't think anybody wants to see them hands. That is a giant human being.
And Oak's got that old man strength now.
He does. And he is still active. He ain't one of these, I've been retired for 20 years on the couch. He is still active in the gym. He may not be playing ball, but that man is in shape. Ask the security guards who tried to move him. From Madison Square Garden. That was not an easy task. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. What a busy night it's been. I gave you a top six list of some of the dirtiest athletes in sports today. And Draymond Green, number one, he helped inspire the list. He takes the cake here. Saw three NBA games tonight. The Nuggets beat the Wolves. The Bucks beat the Heat. The Lakers, they lose to the Grizzlies with no Ja Morant, 103-93. We talked about Tua Tagovailoa, who openly talked about, hey, yeah, the thoughts of retirement went through my brain. And he's like, ah, but I love football, so I'm back. Tiger Woods had ankle surgery. Max Scherzer got the boot because baseball is stupid. They needed this man to wash his hands, to check his hands, to show me your belt, show me your glove, take off your hat, spin around, do a backflip, and then they gave him the boot. Hey, we will watch you wash your hands and then still eject you because your hands are too sticky. Like, baseball is just dumb. Trey Lance, 49ers are listening to trade opportunities. But before we get ready to roll out, I'm going to get to your calls. But before that, hey, Jack, thank you for holding it down tonight. When I say dirty athlete, is there one particular individual that comes to mind who's actively playing right now?
It's funny because when you first started discussing this topic of conversation, JR, I was saying in my head, he's missing someone, he's missing someone, he's missing someone. When you gave your list, I said the same thing. Then a number of callers, and then Marco Belletti stole the words right out of my mouth. Is there any conversation about who the dirtiest athlete of all time is? Can you even have one of those discussions without naming the name Ndamukong Suh? I mean, this guy has stomped out multiple quarterbacks. He's kicked people. Somehow the National Football League allows him to remain in the league, which I don't understand how that's possibly the case. I think a lot of people might have forgot about Suh as a dirty player because he did remember come out of retirement in 2022 to come play for the Philadelphia Eagles because he thought he had a good chance of finally winning a Super Bowl. Personally, though, I think Commissioner Roger Goodell should have banned him from the league entirely because he was giving the league such a bad reputation. I mean, he thought it was kickboxing. He thought it was WWE. He was curb stomping people. How is this guy allowed to even play in the NFL if he's going to be that dirty? I don't even think it's a discussion. I can understand where you're coming from with some of the other guys, but he's dirty beyond what I've seen in anyone else in professional sports. In my lifetime, in my 25 years of existence on planet Earth as a sports fan, I don't think I've seen anyone even come close to Ndamukong Suh.
Oh, no, there have been some dirtier guys than Mr. Suh. And I think I explained it to one of our callers as well. And Suh, he did pick up a championship with the Buccaneers in that first year, and he did come on and try to join the Eagles and pick up another one. And he has been called dirty for so long. I really wanted to put an emphasis on active athletes who were playing, like right now today. And Ndamukong Suh has been on every dirty list. Ndamukong Suh was probably on my top six list of dirty athletes in 2010, in 2011. And so I wanted to take a look at some additional athletes. Not Suh being here on the way out the door and semi-retired, picking things up at the end here. But you are correct, without a shadow of a doubt, Ndamukong Suh. I mean, he reckless and no regard, to borrow a phrase from TNT, I can think of his daughter's name.
Can I give an honorable mention as well?
Hold on, I'm losing a train of thought here. Kevin Harlan. Ndamukong Suh, no regard for human life, stepping on everybody. For whatever reason, I thought of Kevin Harlan's daughter, Olivia, before I thought of him. But go ahead, Jack.
All right, so I know we're talking about dirtiest athletes. This guy was a lot dirtier in the dugout as a manager than he ever was as a player. Maybe he was a bench coach at the time. How about Alex Cora? Sign stealing, orchestrated this whole weird scandal that took place where he recruited guys to bang a garbage can in a dugout. Remember, he was the ringleader of that whole thing. Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve, Carlos Beltran, they were just kind of bystanders who took part in his bigger scheme. He installed a camera in center field to steal signs from catchers. He was known for being a dirty guy who would slide with his spikes first as a player. I mean, he's as dirty as it gets as well.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for the honorable mention. It is worth noting And don't make Carlos Correa come after you. Carlos Correa has made it very clear on several occasions that Jose Altuve wanted absolutely nothing to do with those guys banging on them cans. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Beck is here from Florida. Beck, quickly, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going? Forget the Heat trash tonight, but the greatest of all time in the, your top list, Romanowski, I guess, would be the all-time greatest, right? But to go with you got two from Boston on your list, and the number two actually scored a shorthanded goal tonight against the Panthers, and thank goodness the Panthers came back and beat old Boston tonight. Would you put that into your top six from the other week of possibly top upsets? And with the injuries as well, speaking on the NHL topic, a guy got
Beck, I said quickly, man. Go. What you got here? You asked me multiple things. Go ahead. Finish up.
And then with the thing with the injuries, a guy with the NHL got a skate to the face last night, 75 stitches, and he still came back in the game making $900,000 a year. But we got all these NBA players, Zion and all this, with hamstring injuries and was out for like 3 months. So.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking us around the world, Beck. Appreciate you. Joe from Boston, maybe you can try quickly on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, J.R., I'm not going to pronounce the I properly just for you, all right? I take a little umbrage with your Brad Marchand thing. Marchand's not a clean guy. He's had plenty of suspensions and all. But you look at the guy bunting from the Maple Leafs last night, and a three-game suspension for a headbutt. And you're talking about Draymond, you know, in a recent event, and you got this one thing guy for three games.
It's not this list wasn't compiled just based on what happened yesterday. Joe, you don't understand. Otherwise, you wouldn't have necessarily made that point about recency bias. Every human being
I got one more name for you.
No. Do you want to be cut off, Joe, or do you want the back music to cut you off? You have a choice. I'm sorry, you don't have a choice. You've just been cut off. I tried to tell you fast. Say, like, hey, JR, I don't agree with this. Well, tell me why. Give me a reason. Now, your reason that you gave me didn't make no sense. You tell me about Marchand, man, he has a history. Draymond Green, I ain't put him here because he stomped on a guy. He has a history, okay? Mac Jones, for a couple of years, has a history. Grayson Allen has a history. Carlos Correa, put him on the list as a joke. It took a couple of years. People still don't like the guy. History. I'm not looking at a singular incident here. Thank you for coming through and not making your point quickly. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Dylan Brooks, I had him on the list. History. Man says, I ain't got no respect for 40-year-old old LeBron James. Can't wait to see what LeBron does next. I'll be back tomorrow. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.